Loving God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your eyes. And God, may I never lightly presume to preach your word, and may we never lightly presume to hear your word, for in your word is abundant life. Amen. Oh, there is so much happening today. We really don't have time for much of a sermon. I should probably skip it, actually. Talk about an embarrassment of riches. I mean, you know, yesterday was the Feast of Epiphany, but today, normally in the church, you celebrate the baptism of Jesus, which I would have done, but you really can't do the baptism of Jesus with that anthem, and I didn't want to miss that anthem. And we could talk about New Year's resolutions if we wanted to today, or we could just focus on the Magi, and we could finish the Christmas story and introduce Epiphany. We could do all of that. We could talk about what an Epiphany is, even, and because most of us, I don't know, what's an Epiphany? It's like a little car or something. I have no idea. We could talk about the symbolism of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, because it's not just a case of a Magi re-gifting to a baby. There's something else going on there. It's possible that the Magi were Zoroastrians, just like my local coffee shop owner. And I could tell you about our conversations, because he and I talk about faith quite often. Or I could talk to you about how the Magi serve as a reminder to welcome the stranger, and how it's usually the outsider who sees the truth in our midst. Oh, that would be a great sermon. I could get dramatic and just talk about how God's love is cracked open wide to the whole world in this moment that we call Epiphany. Oh, and I've got science about stars aligning and astronomy and astrology that just might convince you that all of this happened exactly as Matthew says it happened. Oh, and I got it written down here too, because I'm pretty sure I've got a joke. It's about Bill Morneau and Kathleen Wynne and Andrew Scheer and a budgie named Walter. And it's topical and it's witty. Oh, and it's also in the form of a palindrome and a limerick. And there will be choreography as well as a twisting dismount that I can totally stick. But there isn't time. There isn't time. There might be time for one line. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left their country by another road. That's it. They left for their country. They headed home by another road. For the Magi, the year one was not the same as the year zero. Okay, I know that's kind of silly. The year 5 BC was not the same as the year 6 BC, although they probably didn't call it BC then. No, today wasn't the same as yesterday. They went home another way. Because of Herod hunting for them, no doubt. But I'm betting they would have gone home another way even if they hadn't been warned of Herod in a dream. I mean, how could they go home the same way after seeing Jesus? How could any of us? I remember when I met this woman. She'd been hired where I worked. And I wasn't particularly interested in who they'd hired. It didn't matter to me at all because, you know, my life was set. My plans were in place. And then I looked into her eyes and I heard her laugh. And I was never the same. And as I drove home from work that night, I went a different way. I still went up the Don Valley Parkway, I'm pretty sure. I don't think the streets were particularly different, but it sure felt different. Things looked changed. They were brighter, more vital. Pretty soon, I was going home another way every night because I was driving this woman home from work night after night. And 30 years later, plus, we're still doing that because she married me. And the world has been different ever since. That's how I know the Magi went home a different way, because I found that different way. A way that's brighter and more vital. You know, just north of Bowmanville, there's this neighborhood that's worked together for a couple of decades now to put together the most spectacular display of Christmas lights you've ever seen. It's not competitive, it's cooperative, and it's dazzling. A couple years ago, I took some of the youth group here to see it. Every time December rolls around, I go, and anybody driving up Highway 57 in December always goes off the main route and drives up along Old Scugog Road just to be dazzled by the lights. Am I telling the truth, Judy? You know. Between Christmas and New Year's, I've had 5 extra people in my home. And you know how much I enjoy company. All 3 of my sons, 2 of their partners, and we cooked and we ate and we played games and we laughed. And each time I had to leave the house to go somewhere, I actually went with reluctance. And each time that I returned, it felt like I was taking a new road. I was coming home to the familiar and yet the new, as my sons have grown and changed. And I can see me and I can see my wife in them in ways that I've never seen before. And I get to hear new thoughts and new ideas come from them that clearly didn't come from me or from my wife. Wow, that's a whole new way of looking at things. You know, I had the best 45-minute discussion with my youngest son that I've ever had. He's on the verge of a major career move, and he wanted to tell me how much his mother and I were part of his success. He wanted me to know that we've mattered to him and his life, and that we continue to do so. That's how I know things changed for the Magi. After this remarkable journey, after what they just witnessed, they knew that they mattered to God. In Jesus, they could see that they were important because God had made such an effort to be like them, to reach them, and to be with them. How could things not change after that? They had to. They have to. I remember the first time I sat in the Arizona desert and just listened to the wind and looked out at the horizon. It was so vast and so opened. It was a spiritual experience. I thought it was a vacation. But it wasn't. It was spiritual. I went home a different way after that. I do remember quite well when Janine first came to Jubilee. Unsure but full of ideas and energy and life, I pushed her to join this crazy team, and she did. And she changed us. And Jubilee has been a different place every day since. You know what I'm talking about, right? And it's not always happy experiences. There have been deaths that changed the way I look at the world. You know that. I've seen things that hurt or angered me, and I found myself going home another way. But good or bad, joyous or tragic, what these experiences all have in common is that I let them in. I allowed myself to experience them. I brought them right into my heart. You know, earlier in December, a member of the congregation gave me a lovely Christmas gift. It was wrapped. It was a CD, and she said, "You're going to really like this," and she gave it to me, and I peeled the wrapper back, and I looked and went, "Oh, I know this record. That's great." And so I put it down because I know the music, and I love the music, and later on I'll get to it. It's a lovely gift. It sat on my desk. Then it sat on my desk. Then it sat on my desk. And she asked me, "So did you listen?" I went, "Oh, yeah, sure. And then I opened it. Well, it was the CD that I thought it was. I knew what it was. I know all the songs on it. And yet, it was also signed by the artist and the band and everybody. And suddenly, it became this new treasured thing. Not something that I knew. It was now something more. You see what's going on with Christmas? Do you see what's going on with Epiphany? It's the invitation not to go, "Oh yeah, we already know that, it's fine, I don't have to No, unwrap it, open it, look at it, examine it, open yourself up to it. Epiphany is that invitation to do that with Christmas, to open yourself up to Christmas. Good or bad, joyous or tragic, let these experiences into your heart. They change you. You go home a different way. The death of friends, family, the lives of my children, coworkers, my first kiss, meeting my wife for the first time, crying with a friend, laughing with my dad, talking with my son, watching my mom overcome hurdle after hurdle. You can make your own list of things that you've let into your heart. Things that have changed the way you go home. Today, with the story of the Magi, with the celebration we call Epiphany, we're asking you to include Christmas on that list. An epiphany is a moment in which you become aware or discover a great truth. Oh, there it is. For us, it's a moment in which you become aware of or discover God. Oh, there it is. I don't care how you got here, where you came from. Doesn't matter how wide or how focused you imagine this message to be. It doesn't matter what you think of the star, whether it was a planetary conjunction or an astrological anomaly or a supernova or a little light that someone hung over a stable or the imaginings of a great storyteller. Doesn't matter. What matters is that you let Christmas, you let God into your heart and that you go home another way. That's the point. And maybe literally, maybe today, drive home another way. Try turning right instead of left. And notice how things are different when you go home another way. Notice the things that you might have missed before. Because you can always go home the other way next time. Try a new way today. What matters is because of Christmas, you do something different. That's the point. Not just sit back in your armchair like you always do and notice that the Christmas specials all seem to be over. Huh. Let the power of Christmas change you. And don't you dare let 2018 be the same as 2017. What a waste of a year. What a miss on Christmas. God happens here. Because you, me, us, we matter to God. God happens here. Hope is a real thing. How can knowing that not change you just a little? Okay, now to the sermon I wanted to get to. I'm totally out of time now. Sorry. Okay, so then just, thanks be to God, and an ongoing Merry Christmas, and a spiffy epiphany to you all. Let us pray. Loving God, whether we have a little time or a lot of time, let us be changed. Let us be changed by Christmas. Let us be changed by this moment. Let us be changed by this community. Let us be changed by you. Open our eyes, our hearts, our imagination, that we might see the world anew. Recognize you in our midst and realize that hope is a very real thing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.